Several witnesses told the House Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee this week that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has not been adequately protecting workers. The Bush administration has made it a policy priority to try to reduce complaints that regulations have become so exacting and intricate, businesses are often tied up in red tape, and they've tried to reach voluntary agreements. Stephen Labaton covers legal and regulatory issues for The New York Times and joins us in our studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Now, specifically, let's begin by talking about something called, it's a chemical called diacetyl.
Yes.
Which is in use in popcorn manufacturing.
Well, it's a substance that's used very widely in the food business because it simulates the taste of butter. And so it's obviously used in buttered popcorn and microwave popcorn, but it's also used as an additive in lots of other foods that we eat every day.
And is it dangerous?
As a vapor, there are clear links between it and workers getting ill when it's heated. But if it's properly controlled, if the kettles that it heats up in are closed, or if workers use respirators, or if factories are well ventilated, if there's enough equipment, then it's totally safe. But the reason why we focused on diacetyl is because there are a number of other hazards in the workplace where the scientists have found there are problems and OSHA has moved very slowly, if at all, in setting standards. The question in the minds of the people who say the deregulation is hurting workers and consumers is, have we reached the point of what they call paralysis by analysis? And so diacetyl is really a case study for silica, which causes hundreds of deaths a year, and yet the OSHA for the last 7 years has said we're working on a rule, but they say the science is not there yet. Or protecting construction workers from noise problems. OSHA every year publishes in the Federal Register a notice saying that scientists say as many as 750,000 workers a year are losing their hearing at construction sites. And yet the agency has not moved forward to even say when they're going to begin setting a standard in that area, in part because the construction...
Let me interrupt with a question. I don't know a way of making a quiet construction site.
You can't make a quiet construction site, but you can do things to protect workers. You can make sure they have protective devices on their ears.
Yeah.
You can use equipment. In Europe, equipment is rated for its noisiness. In the United States, there are no such similar mandated rating systems on equipment.
Wouldn't any industry have a huge economic investment in keeping their workplace safe just to avoid the $100 million lawsuit?
Absolutely. Although workers can't sue their direct employers because of workmen's compensation. But large companies do have incentives to have safe workplaces, not only litigation, but just the cost of doing business. If you have healthy workers, and OSHA acknowledges this, then obviously it's more economically efficient. The question is, ought there be standards to make sure that those companies that don't live up to those or don't understand or take an attitude of being callous about this, that there are no consequences?
Over the length of the Bush administration, has OSHA rolled back regulations or have they simply not put new ones in place?
They've done both. When the Bush administration first came in, at the urging of the manufacturers and other groups, they repealed some of the most significant regulation in ergonomics, which is a problem that is the most hazardous area for workers. It could be carpal tunnel, it could be workers on an assembly line, it could be nurses lifting patients. These regulations, industry absolutely hated. They estimated the cost would be $100 billion or more to put in place. The unions had fought for 10 years to get them in place. And one of the very first things the administration did was they repealed them. They then went about killing about 24 proposed rules which were in the rulemaking process. But it's the least amount of standards issued by administration since the creation of OSHA in 1970.
Stephen Labaton, senior writer, covers legal and regulatory issues for The New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you.